All right, welcome everybody. We are live. I am Stacy Rose. I'm your host. I'm with Connie Fox today and Jesus, and we are bringing you the roadmap to God. 12 simple steps to have the direct experience of God in your life. So before we begin, Jesus, I just want to ask you a few questions. Can you tell us what that means, connecting with God in your direct experience, and how that would make our lives better? And some of the benefits.
Good question. So he goes, yes. Enlightenment, you are referring to God consciousness or God conscious, having the direct experience of our Father in your life. This means no fear is involved in your perception, in your feelings, and in your behaviors or actions. Fearless. It is a state of fearlessness and unconditional love. When you are free of fear, your true state, the presence of who you are always, eternally, your soul self, which never dies, is a presence that brings absolute, utter joy, gratitude, and bliss. And that becomes skewed into your perception, your feelings, and your behaviors, actions. This is the difference, basically. Fear skews your perception, your feelings, emotions, and your behaviors. Everything in your direct experience is skewed, tainted with fear, unhealed fear. From a many lifetimes of experiences, believing in your fear. This is for another topic of discussion, but learning how to connect directly to me, my consciousness, my unconditional love, my fearlessness state of awareness. Our Father's, pure life, pure love energy, brings wholeness, fullness of life. That feeling you know not of, you feel the opposite, that you are incomplete, separate, and disconnected to your true self. You do not even know who your true self is. For many, most of you, it has been lost, and I am here to impart simple steps to intentionally, deliberately connect to me, my awareness, my wholeness, my love energy. And he goes, just goes, yes. And oh, and 12, oh, 12 simple steps it will be, one step at a time, to implement one simple teaching or practice. Yes. So today will be the first lesson, if you will. Okay. So you ready, Stacy, or did you have another question first?
I do not. Jesus, take the wheel.
Okay. All right. Firstly, we will put our attention on the mind's thoughts. The ongoing habitual thinking thoughts that are always going, looping, moving, busy. And bring awareness to our inner thinking, our inner thoughts. The silent inner voice in your minds, in your head, that is always there. And that all would like to slow down, but do not know how. These 12 steps I will be imparting are going to teach you exactly that and more. Awareness of your thoughts is today's lesson. And more knowledge, more awareness has been surfacing in society because of the strong need for it. And I am here to bring my word to this simple but necessary step to bring, you know, the ability to implement the next 11 steps or the other steps. It begins with awareness of your mind's thoughts. Now, what do you do with them when you notice them? And this is number one. Notice your thoughts throughout the day. Simply become aware of what you're thinking sometimes when you are usually unconscious about that. When you are driving to work, doing the dishes, sitting, sitting in an appointment, walking a doggy, simple tasks, not requiring too much of your mind's awareness, like reading or writing or working or communicating, but, you know, simple tasks that do not require being engulfed in your mind, but, you know, a little quieter or at least a little more still form of activity. Yes. And throughout the day, from time to time, several times a day or more, ask yourself, what am I thinking about right now? What was I just thinking a moment ago? And pay attention. Usually, it will be something engulfed. Yes, engulfed in fear-based thinking, worry, resentment, guilt, shame, anger, sorrow, a negative emotion, if you will. Negative emotions are fear-based emotions. Pay attention, that is all. Do not intend to change anything or, quote, correct yourself. No. And he says again, no. Just pay attention. This will begin increasing your awareness and getting you, connected to your consciousness. This is the first lesson, and I suggest doing this for 1 week before starting my next lesson. Just pay attention to your thoughts at least several times throughout the day, get into this regular habit of checking in with your mind, if you will, and just pay attention to where it's at. Where was it? This is bringing conscious awareness, and that is all for the first lesson. Simple, simple. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Never know what you're going to get.
You never know. So just paying attention to our idle thought patterns when we're doing habitual everyday kind of tasks, our minds kind of check out. At least I know mine does.
Right.
And just paying attention to that and not judging it or saying like, oh, I'm thinking bad thoughts. Just being aware. Almost like the third person perspective. Is that right?
Right. Or what some refer to as witnessing or
witnessing. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me ask him to comment on that. That is fine. Yes. But not necessary. No, no. Just getting familiar with what's going on in your mind, in your mind's thoughts, connecting to your mind, your mind's thoughts, and ultimately your consciousness. And he goes, yes, yes.
Can I ask and maybe this is too complicated for step one. I just want to know, how does the mind and consciousness differ? Or are they separate? Or
that's a great question.
How do they work together? Where is the seat of consciousness? You know, just if you could explain how those two
That's a great
work.
Question, Stacey. Yeah, can you explain the difference, Jesus, between the mind and our consciousness? Good question. It is basically the same, yes. Your soul's awareness is not tuned into your mind's awareness our mind's awareness is not tuned into our soul's awareness, kind of vice versa. And spiritual growth is tuning your conscious awareness, your mind's consciousness that is within your physical form, within your body, within your brain, within your mind, a concentrated location of pure consciousness in and within a living being, a form. Your mind is your consciousness, yes. But when you are operating only from your mind's consciousness without your soul's consciousness, it is extremely limited. It is extremely, you know, incomplete. Soul consciousness is when your soul is emanating its life energy through your mind's consciousness. This is what you are all here for, to integrate your soul's awareness, your soul's consciousness, which is mine also. It is all knowing. It is all everywhere, like omniscient, omniscient. Yes, yes. It is enlivening it within your mind's consciousness. Then you have your physical form experiencing in an unlimited manner, in fullness of life, all loving, compassionate and non-judgmental, non-separating. There is no such thing as pain to the soul's awareness. There is no such thing. It is man-made, not God-made. It is based on believing you are separate from me, your creator, our father. It is a belief that is not real, but if you believe in it, it becomes your truth. It becomes your reality in the physical world, in the manifest. Your consciousness creates your physical experience every single moment. Expanding your consciousness more in alignment with your soul's consciousness is the same as my consciousness, God consciousness, Christ consciousness. Just goes, yes.
And he may have already answered this, but, and I know he talks about it in the books, but could he give us a verbal version of what is God consciousness then? Is everything God consciousness? Are we living in God consciousness? Yeah. What is God consciousness, the fabric of the universe?
Right. Good question. How do you answer that, Jay? God consciousness is an unlimited state of being, or unlimited state of existence, or unlimited state of experience. Fullness of life is another word. Experiencing fullness of life, how our Father intended you to live in this physical world, for the fruits, for the joy, for the beauty, for the experiencing love, not just being love, but experiencing love. And you got too wrapped up in no God. I don't know what he means here. Forgotten God. I am referring to feeling you do not need to be connected to God anymore. Feeling you do not care about God anymore, that you do not need God anymore, that perhaps there even is no God. This is what I mean by that. You are meant to experience knowing God, experiencing God, and actually being God, but in a physical form. I'm going to have to absorb that one a little.
Okay. So that's the basic of lesson one. So just observing your idle thoughts as they come.
That is simple enough. I know he said it'd be simple, and usually everything Jesus imparts or wants to teach or impart is usually always very simplistic. Yeah. So, well, I'll do my homework this next week.
Does Jay want anyone, no journaling, no activity, just pretty much just be aware. I'm overcomplicating this, I think.
Any last little pointers, Jesus, on this? He just goes, no. Just several times or more a day, take a few seconds out even, and just ask, what was I just thinking? What am I thinking? And notice what quality of thoughts they were. Just wanting to get to know your consciousness a little better, how it operates, bringing conscious awareness to what we might typically be more unconscious of. Is that right? Yes, yes. Paying attention.
Okay. Well, there you have it. That is simple step number one.
Yeah.
Any other tidbits, comments, questions, concerns that we need to discuss, or we're just going to let this be step number one?
Yeah, he goes, yes. Until next time, thank you for wanting to grow.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Jesus, for these tips. And we'll be back next time with step number two. And again, we don't know what's going to be brought up, how long it's going to be.
Yeah, I have no idea. I was expecting like a long, in-depth hour thing. And sometimes you just never know what you're going to get.
And maybe that will be down the road. But today is super simple. So we're going to wrap with step one. So I'm going to end the broadcast and the audio. And we look forward to seeing you on step two.
Thanks, Stacy.
Thank you.